WAIF 88.3, Cincinnati, Ohio.
To laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love, and it's a sunny day. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. We take a walk. The sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Then we lie beneath a shady tree. I love her and she's loving me. She feels good, she knows she's looking fine. I'm so proud to know that she is mine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Good day, sunshine. Welcome to this week's edition of Blue Snakes and Banjos. This is Bill Thompson, my cohort, compadre, consigliere Bob Hust won't be with us tonight, but that's okay. I was actually just going to mail it in and have my good friend Zenobia Biden hit the bouncy bouncy. But two things. I have two good pieces of news. First of all, our friend of the show and our good friend, Jack Greiner, we have it on really good authority, who was seriously injured in an accident a couple weeks ago, is making steady improvement. And we could not be happier for this news. So instead of just sloughing off today's show, I wanted to come in and wish him an even speedier recovery. He made my day. He made it a good day with sunshine, hearing that news from the family at UC Medical Center. So that's great news. The other thing is that I didn't realize until after last week's show, when I should have done this, that July 6th, 1971, was the release date for my favorite album, the Allman Brothers Band at Fillmore East. And so I thought, well, if you weren't even going to come and you're going to play an old show, why don't you just play your favorite song from your favorite album, even if it is 13 minutes long? So here we go. In memory of Elizabeth Reed, the Allman Brothers from At Fillmore East, 1971.
A song Dickie Betts wrote from our second album, In Memory of Elizabeth Reed. Thank you.
And the crowd goes crazy for the Allman Brothers Band. 50 years ago, a week ago, 8 days ago, actually, July 6th, was when it was released. It was recorded, I believe, over the 1970 holidays, maybe Christmas, maybe New Year's, somewhere in there. I could look all this up, but as you know, that would be much too much work to do for me, especially even for my favorite album of all time. So we'll just yammer on about it here for a little bit. But so that was released in the summer of 1971, shortly, I guess, after Joni Mitchell's Blue, and in the same year as Carole King's Tapestry. So as I have talked about all year long, 1971, watershed year for music. And amazingly enough, I really truly think that it is still my favorite record 50 years later. It's something. The other part of that was I was thinking about how many times I've listened to Elizabeth Reed at 13 minutes a pop. That's probably a year of my life. You know, I've got X number of years that I've lived, but if I took away one of them, I probably could have accomplished a little more if I hadn't listened to In Memory of Elizabeth Reed so much. But I'll make that trade any day. The Allman Brothers Band at Fillmore East is the actual title of it. Released in July 6th, 1971. And, of course, tinged with sadness because Duane Allman, didn't live five more months. He was killed October 29th, 1971, in a motorcycle accident. And a little over a year and a few months after that, Barry Oakley, the bass player, was killed in a motorcycle accident on November 11th, 1972. Each of them were only 24 years old. For some reason, I thought Duane was 27. But if the Wikipedia is correct, 24 years old, as was Barry Oakley. So one more tidbit. Last Thursday, July 8th, J. Johnny Johansson, J-Mo, turned 77. He and guitar player Dickie Betts are the last two original members standing of the Allman Brothers Band. Dickie will be 78 years old on December 12th. So there you go. Shout out, salute, 13-minute tribute to my favorite album. So thanks for joining me, Bill Thompson, tonight on Blue Snakes and Banjos. Bob is on vacation for a couple weeks, and he will be back, I believe, the first week in August. I'll be here for the next couple weeks after this. I put plans to skip tonight's show on hold when I heard the great news about our friend Jack Greiner, that he was making really good progress. Long way to go, but we're thrilled, just thrilled that he's on the road to recovery these days. And can't wait to have him back in the studio as soon as possible, and go for brunch walks on the weekends and do all the things that we've loved doing with him for many, many years. So since I had not planned to do tonight's show, I'm going to the well one more time with songs that I had not played. And this week's winner is May 12th, which I only get through half of my 20-song playlist anymore when I share it with Bob, when we have to share the studio together. But I continue to make 20-song playlists so I can play them in my super sweet new car stereo that I got at... I wish I knew the name of the guy. Man, I should pitch him on one of those sponsorship deals, and I could talk about my sweet car stereo each week and do that. But it's over in Covington on the way to Southgate, and I think it's A and B or B and C or C and D, whatever it is. I'll find that out and get it to you before the night's out. So here are some other songs. Themes? I don't think so. They just happen to be some of my, they're new songs for the most part from last year and this year. And we'll kick this off with Haley Winters from her album, The Dream. Happy People, only appropriate for tonight's show.
Happy people don't cheat. Happy people don't lie. They don't judge or hold a grudge. They don't criticize. Happy people don't hate. Happy people don't steal. 'Cause all the hurt sure ain't worth all the guilt they'd feel. If you wanna know the secret, you can't buy it, gotta make it. And you ain't ever gonna be it by taking someone else's away. Never take it for granted, you ain't gotta understand it. But here's to whatever puts a smile on your face. Just learn. They don't think they're above push or shove. They just wait their turn. They always got a hand or a dollar to spare. They know the golden rule and what you're going through, even if they never been.
Frazee Ford, one of my favorites. She's going out for a little bit this year. I'm not exactly sure where. Man, it would be so cool if she came through town here. I know she's coming through D.C. Maybe I'll visit Kate Thompson and see Frazee Ford. The kids are having none of it from last year's You Can Be the Sun. And Frazee Ford, just a wonderful singer-songwriter. Used to be, I believe, in the Be Good Tanyas. I think I have that right. I'll check that as well. Before that, a band that I had never heard of until earlier this year. I have a inside source from the Mike Farley representation company, and he sends me music from bands that I'm not necessarily familiar with, but usually he's right on with it. Bill Toms and Heart Rain, I know from their album Keep Moving On. And we started off with Haley Witters from The Dream, one of my favorite albums of last year, Happy People. It is 6:37. You're listening to Blue Snakes and Banjos. My name is Bill Thompson. Bob Hust is on vacation. He'll be back in a couple weeks. And we're celebrating two things tonight. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Allman Brothers Band Live at Fillmore East, released July 6, 1971. And the second generation, the Allman Betts Band, makes two local appearances next month. August 1st at Rose Music Center, great place to see a show, up in Huber Heights, Ohio, just north of Dayton. And August 19th at PNC Pavilion at Riverbend. They're opening for Blackberry Smoke. I don't know much about Blackberry Smoke, but I do know a lot about the Allman Betts Band because I've been listening to both their albums a lot. Not as much as at Fillmore East by their dads, but Dwayne Betts, son of Dickie Betts, Devin Allman, son of Greg Allman, and their powerhouse band. You can see them twice next month if you would like. And the other thing we're celebrating is the recovery of our friend Jack Greiner. As an homage, a accidental homage, I guess, I happened to be driving through Cheviot today on my way back from the Tri-Health Center in, Harrison? I don't know, Dent? My West Side geography is a little shaky at best. But I came in Harrison Avenue, so for the first time ever, I saw Zip Dip. I'm sure I've been past it before because I've made this drive before. And, of course, Maury's Tiny Cove, Legends Bar. And I thought only appropriate that on the day that I'm celebrating Jack Greiner's recovery, that I drove through his native neighborhood, the Cheviots. Proud to be Cheviot, or whatever the street flags say. And I know that he is. And Cheviot Ray, as part of our West Side contingent of loyal listeners. We appreciate all of you folks there tonight. Speaking of tonight, I'm probably going to bug out a little early. The suits are coming in. And it's a difficult logistical situation to try to switch studios as the Time Machine are putting the finishing touches on their well-planned show from 8 to 10 p.m. So I'm going to put on the Bouncy Bouncy playback sometime after 7 when everybody starts streaming into the building tonight. But I'm thrilled to have been here for as long as I will be at this point, because these are two very, very joyous occasions for me. The anniversary of my favorite album and the continuing recovery of my favorite friend in Cincinnati. So don't forget to support the show by going to WAIF88.3.org. Become a member. Membership cards will be mailed out in late August. You must be a member in good standing before August 1st. And I think that's less than 3 weeks away. To be eligible to attend the annual meeting and to be included in the mailings. If you have pledged and not paid for your membership, please do so as soon as possible. And you can do that real easy on the website. Once again, WAIF883.org. $25 gives you the satisfaction of supporting great shows like I Hear You, Blue Snakes and Banjos, and The Time Machine from 5 till 10 on Wednesday nights. And tax deductible, of course. And come to the meeting, this year's in-person meeting, I think in September. So we'll see how all that goes. And thanks to everybody who has supported us through the years. We really appreciate it. So back to the music. Here is a little tribute to John Lennon.
Here I stand, head in hand, turn my face to the wall. If she's gone, I can't go on feeling two foot small.
Together, pretty soon you're gonna be dead. Why in the world? instant karma's gonna get you. Gonna look you right in the face.
Better get yourself together, darling.
Join the human race.
All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth.
Sam Phillips covering John Lennon from Martinis and Bikinis, Give Me Some Truth, that one of the best albums of 1994, as an aside. Before that, John Lennon himself from a new, I think it's a new compilation, Instant Karma, We All Shine On, from 2020. And we start off with the tribute album, John Lennon's 75th Birthday Concert of 2019. You've got To Hide Your Love Away with Chris Stapleton taking the lead, helped by Kris Kristofferson and Willie Nelson there on that. Again, accidental education here at Blue Snakes and Banjos. The Peter Jackson, the director of the Lord of the Rings trilogy and all of that, and many other blockbuster movies, has put together a three-part limited series entitled Get Back, which is kind of a reimagining, redo of Michael Lindsay Hogg's Let It Be movie from 1970, with what a Vanity Fair article described as just a different take on what the sessions were. Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, thrilled apparently with this new version of the events of 1969 as the boys were making that last album, Let It Be. And it's great. It should be, looks wonderful, reads wonderful about it. There's a trailer out there on the internet now. So that's coming this fall to Disney Plus. The other thing, and I think I'll devote most of next week's show to this, was I was lucky enough, and you could be lucky enough as well, to go to the Esquire Theater, or if you have the Hulu, you can watch Summer of Soul, Questlove's wonderful movie about the Harlem Culture Festival of 1969 that was taped and sat in somebody's basement for 50 years, and it is just a blockbuster, fascinating document of the times at that point. And it could not come at a better time in this country at this point, as people are arguing over whether we should teach that racism is inherent in America or not. They don't want to teach critical race theory. That's fine. Do it however you want to. My suggestion would be to have every child above the age of maybe 8 go see Summer of Soul. And not only would they see wonderful, great music, they would see a primer on what it's like to be black in America these days. So I'm going to wrap this thing up here shortly and make way for Big Mike and the Pittsburgh Kid. Coming on at 8 o'clock, I'm going to put on the Bouncy Bouncy. I think it's the one where we celebrate Little Richard's birthday in 2018 or 2019. I'm not exactly sure. But I'm going to go out tonight with kind of how we came in. First of all, by one more great wish to Jack Griner to continue improving. And one big thank you to our friend Ray Couch for telling me that the Zip Dip could be straddling the border between Dent and Bridgetown. Not exactly sure, but it's out that way on Harrison Avenue. And stop by there as you drive through Cheviot and salute Jack and Ray. Continue on to Bridgetown where you can salute Ray Couch. It's our kind of neighborhoods out there. We appreciate it. We started off by celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Allman Brothers at Fillmore East. We're going to go out with the tune that kicks off the album, Willie McTell's Statesboro Blues. Joining me next week, my name's Bill Thompson. Thanks for tuning in to Blue Snakes and Banjos. Good night, everybody. Stick around for the Time Machine at 8 o'clock.
Sister Lucille said she wanna go.